Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sophia Beach. Gentlemen, flight number 17 is now boarding the southbound door. Please have your own individual train tickets in hand. Once again, you're now boarding flight 17 to the southbound door.
Flight to the top of the Candia Mountain Range. We will arrive at our destination shortly. Now boarding. Flight 17. Yeah. Got me.
Now remember you give this nice young man the ticket. No, she used the chickens out.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Here we go. If you guys have any questions, my name's Positive Terrence. Here we go. It's really hot, but we'll speed up and then it'll cool off as you rise up. It's about 68 degrees up top, but right now it's about 96. So 96 and then up top, 69. Slow down. Woo! The elevation here is 6,500. And then up top is 10,400, so that means about 4,000 feet up a quarter. Finally found his car keys. Finally found it. Yeah, he was looking for it for like an hour. It's funny. Here we go, guys. So you guys walk around, move around. There's usually like 50 people on this thing, so as much as there is right now, it's better than 50. Yeah. So right now their top speed, it's at 22 feet per second, and that's 13 miles per hour. It's called the Upper Sonoran. We have the Cactuar of Chimusa and Choya. The other trees around are really a little bit higher, is the junipers and the trees. We have a hiking trail out beside us and around us. You see a trail there. That trail is pretty short. It's a mile long. It goes as far as the tower in front of us. But back in the 1960s, they used the trail to drive up to the tower and build the tower there. So we're going to go through a swing and sway. This is the fun part. But we rock back and forth. And the trampoline is swing and sway. So here we go in about 10 seconds.
Into the ride.
Yes, it's like the highway.
Oh, that's where you go running. You're running and knock out like a
race. You're just going to stack the top and go raise your heads.
Here we go.
There it is. Pretty basic, pretty simple, like an elevator ride. Some good spots to see out south. See that big boulder sitting up top there out south of us? Oh, God, Ball Rock. It's two times bigger than the tram. And then the opposite side is up top here. You can see Cannon Rock at 45 degree. Up top here, Cannon Rock. A bit cooler, still warm, but I've got to get a lot cooler there. Just a little bit in front of us, out towards the right, which is southeast of us. We have that big boulder standing inside, coming our way. We call that Fish Rock. That's about four stories tall. Fish Rock.
I'll show you where we're
at. Structures about seven stories tall. That's called Totem Pole Pinnacle, about seven stories tall. Natural formation built through erosion over time. Type of animals are up there? They're all kind there. The old deer. Yeah, see these rocks in front of us? They're destroyed by dynamite in the 1960s. So right beside us here, we have this park called Critical Point. Out behind us now, we have these rocks destroyed by dynamite in the 1960s. And we're 2 minutes away from up top. But the animals we have again is the bear, raccoon, squirrel, porcupine, field deer, red-tailed hawk, golden eagles, peregrine falcon, wild turkey. Today we saw some field deer on top of the tower, so if I can see them there again. Find out.
What kind of bear?
Black bear.
Black bear. Thank you. You want to know how to do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, dude. So, we got this canyon on our left side. This is where the rock climbing usually happens for this one. It's rocks are climbable, but this one's the main one. Nicole usually hikes to the base and climbs this one. It's called Ego Boost. And then we go past this area. It's called Echo Canyon or Echo Valley. Trees around here grow about 70 to 150 feet. You can see the trees are greener because we have rainfall or freaking waterfall over here. These trees are a lot greener. And you look at the rocks, they look colorful. You can see some orange, some red, a little bit of green. Rocks have mineral called feldspar and they're granite. So when the sun sets, the whole mountain looks pink. Looks like a giant slice of watermelon. Gives the name to the Mount Sandia. And Sandia, Spanish watermelon.
Watermelon peak.
Sandia peak. Right now we're about 5 minutes away from the top. It's been about a year and a half since they tore down the restaurant. So it used to be a restaurant up top. They tore it down. But they're going to finish it next year. When you guys get off of duck, you can walk around the observation deck and you'll see how far they're at with the new restaurant. This part's pretty sad. Out on our left, we have this area called the TWA Canyon or the Domingo Baca Canyon, but either way, this is the area where the plane crash happened back in 1955. So if you look out on the left side, you'll see some metal reflection. So if you look hard, some of these trees behind them, you'll see some metal pieces that are reflected in the sunlight as parts of the plane wreckage. And then we have this shade down beneath here, straight underneath us. This is where most of it is. This is the only 2 weeks we can see it because the tree's gonna grow. So you can see some of it, itty bitty pieces there. And all pieces underneath us. Only these 2 weeks you'll be able to see it. After 2 weeks, it's gonna be all covered with the trees. There's more red underneath us too. So there's also a cool spot to see. You guys look way up top there. There's a rock house. Way up top, the highest point is a rock house. The rock house is called Kuwata's Cabin. You can see a small window opening way at the highest point. And it was built in 1936, the Great Depression. So it still stands there. People usually hike for that. It's about a mile and a half. You guys are welcome to do that. It's a mile and a half in about an hour to just get there. And an hour back just by walking. So it took looking at 2 hours. We're 3 minutes away. When we get up top, you'll see all around, even Santa Fe will be out towards the northeast of us. And all this side too out behind us, all combined would be about 9% New Mexico, 11,000 square miles. So pretty far out, about 85 miles out to the horizon. And then we have these rock layers up top here called limestone. They give evidence for an ancient seabed. So it used to be under the ocean. And we're gonna slow down, then we'll be 2 minutes away. Observation deck is up top there. You can see it. You guys see deer?
See a deer right there.
Cool. Deer on this side, moves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the airport over there. And then the green
island
over there.
So again, you can see up top the observation deck, and there's a silver fence, the metal fence beside it. That's where the restaurant's being built. Last tram ride is around 9 p.m. tonight. So today, around 9 p.m., summer hours, we got an extra hour being open. Usually it's till 8 p.m. You guys take your time, the sun sets around 8:10. And then we'll be landing in about a minute. Always land with a bump, so get ready for a bump too. Today's too calm, but it made me bored. I thought it was windy, like traveling, swinging 2 feet side to side.
Yeah,
it's like real calm today. What do you guys need? Take it easy. There's a lot of big stuff to be up top here, too. But when we get that new restaurant to be more cool, we'll be open until like midnight.
Yeah.
That's how the old one used to be. It was the High Finance Restaurant. It's yeah, she called it High Finance Restaurant. What's up, dude? Hey. What's up? Thank you, yeah.
So we ended up eating like 12.
Perfect one. Here we are for a bump in about a few inches out. Today's really cold. Another bump in about 25 seconds. These guys are waiting to come back down. You don't really have to wait outside. You can wait inside and there's intercom so you can hear the announcements. And it's every 15 minutes till 9 p.m. the last tram, so you can take any tram now. There's my buddy, his name's Devin. And he put up one paw.
Devin.
5 minutes. This tram's be here for 5 minutes and then go down after that. Next tram up, 15 minutes. So it's always every 15 minutes in between until 9 p.m. again. And we're just about 3 feet away from landing. About 2 feet, and there'll be a bump. I thought it was me, but here's a few inches, and should've been now. Bro, there it is.
Awesome, thank
you. So, my buddy's gonna walk out this way and open the door. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Positive Terrence, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bro. Yeah, go have some fun, drink plenty of water. If you're not used to elevation, take it easy. There's some benches all around. And there's a north side and the left side's north. Designated smoking areas. There's been a lot of fires, so we gotta make sure it's safe, folks.
Parents are over. My parents are about